Tisha B'Av is 3 weeks of his man of Richuk. Now he has a very fascinating piece. He goes through the year, how everything is, the cycle of the year, how a very interesting piece. It's a nifl of the spring of B'Shanah Seder. Look through the cycle of the year. The year starts off Rosh Hashanah, Zayim Chiz Masach, Zayim Yim Reishis. And we start off the year with and the year starts off with Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Machal Kesh Baruch Hu, Eshashkasa, Eilam Kulay, Miskim Eskash Shavraisim, Eskash Achreina. So right away we start the year with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Tshuva, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Then afterwards, what goes afterwards? Then you go with the Sukkos. What Sukkos? Miad in Bria, right away after the Bria, right? The Rosh Hashanah is really the Bria of the world. Right away we go into Sukkos. What's Sukkos? Sukkos, the Karbanos are on Sukkos. I can get the Shavuomis. So right away we find ourselves, right away, Petoich Shavuomis, Makivan Vorm Karbanos, Sukkos. Right away we find ourselves surrounded by Goyim, and we have a bad Sviva, and the Goyim are trying to destroy us. Achim Esmatim Vahichon Kibir Chag. But the Maisa, like the Goyim are Mismatim. The symbolism of the Karbanos that we go from higher to lower. Pshat is because the grammar is not the Vehichon. My Klaisol, who am a Netzach. Only Klaisol is Nam a Netzach. Klaisol survives. Klaisol lives on. Akhbedaku, Mukhoswede Magalis. Part of being in this world is we have to be Mismede Magalis. Bechashe Chayof and Bekeshim Al Dekeno is Gal Zyava. What happens after Sukkot? So we have a little break, Yom Tov, then we have Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is Galus Yavon. Then afterwards, we go to Purim, Galus Madai, Pras, the Sumi Men of Bnei Purim. So there's one cycle, we said, start off with the Bria. Right when we have the Bria, we bump into Sukkot, which is about the Goyim. Then from the Goyim, we go into Galus Yavon and Galus Pras, the next Chanukah and next Purim. They're both dealing with the Goyim. As Chaz Hashniyah, then there's a second wave of like Yom Tovim. Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, starts with Mitzrayim, there's Yitzhiyas Klai Yisrael, right? Nisan, Tishrei was Yitzhiyas Olam, Nisan is Yitzhiyas Klai Yisrael. With Skalas Semel, Kima Kodesh B'Kor, Chaz Halai Shle Yitzhiyah. It's the Skalas of the Kibbani Sholem. Achas Sheva Shavu is Kabbal Satar, then we go to Kabbal Satar, Yudh Shkina, Mitzhiyas Klai Yisrael. Kamash Shas Al Marishma Ganein and Kredem. So basically we go from Pesach, which is the scalus of the Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. We go to Matan Torah. And then right afterwards, what happens? We go to Shavuos V'Tammuz. After 40 days, Shavuos V'Tammuz, Egel, losing the Luchos Rishonos. This is Egel, Garam, Shivan, Nadaris. Egel caused a destruction for Dairis. I'm Yitzchak, Enochal, Kol, Pranish, Pranish, Bol, Oilam, Shen, Echad, Me'asam, Abra, Vechalikta, Shalega, Rishon. Every single Pranish which we have in the world, is some chilek of it comes from Hegel. I just first aluchus, but I guess Hegel the kaiser of Melisav. Also through the aluchus, lost kaiser, lost river of Melisav. This is a terrible shicha. Aluchus shnei is kibul vakach shmoni biyoyim by Yom Kippurim. Our Yom Kippur. It's basically saying that the two, you know, I'm not having the size of horror, but the two waves of Yom Tovim. We start off Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which goes along Shemayim, Eskasa, Kesh Baruch Hu, the Bria. Then right away we go into the fact that there are Goyim around. We go into Sukkos, which is Kedeg and Mitzayilom. Then we go into the Gullus, which is Chanukah and Purim, which is the different things of Gullus. Then goes Tzias Mitzrayim, with Eskasa, Kesh Baruch Hu, Shkacha Pratis. Shavuos, which is Kabbalah Satayra. And then right away we go into Shavuos Aluchos, the Egel, which was the Egel, Shavuos Aluchos, and we go into Tisha B'Av, which is really the Korban Beis Hamikdash. What do you say? So there's two different waves, the two different cycles. So there's a cycle of Bria Sa'ilam, which is called the Ben Shalom. Right away in Bria Sa'ilam we have to deal with the Goyim, which we go into Chanukah Purim, which is the Galus. Then we go to Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, which is Kacha Pratis, Shavuos Kabbalas Matan Torah, and then we have the Aliyah. Then also we have the Shavuos Aluchos, which is Mechila Deiris, the Egel. The Egel and Shavuos Aluchos, which all the suffering comes from the Egel. And then we spoke last time, the Korban Beis Hamikdash. All the suffering comes from the Korban Beis Hamikdash. That's where they cycle, which then you go back around. After go through that, we'll get that in a second. It happens to be there's a Rashon B'Chayrus who said that 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, why? Those are days of Aliyah, some days of Skavos Rebbeinu Shalom, and the 21 days between Shavuos V'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. He says just like there's the 21 days of Skavos Rebbeinu Shalom of during the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos, 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 Right then, he says, the Mashal says that the same thing, there are 21 days in between, Mashal, the 21 days between Shavuos V'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and it's also a Zman of Iskaris, and Iskaris Rebbe Yisholm and Shukra. Because that's what's the otachas of Avilas? We have Avilas. What's the otachas of any Avilas? Somebody dies, right? So somebody goes and he sits Shiva. What's the point of sitting Shiva? What do you gain from it? What's the
therapeutic.
So it is therapeutic, Kidua. That's like the 2020 it is Afanamis therapeutic, but that's not the point, it's not for therapy.
Rashi says, "Cover
for the base." Yeah, the Rambam writes very shak that Tachas Avilas is to be zbunim b'maisav and to learn from his maisav and to be chayz b'tshuva. You should be learning from the milos of the mace, the chaytin and liboy, and also to learn from tshuva. The Rambam also says about minigay tishav, it's a different thing. The Tachas of Avilas tishav is to bring a person closer to Ribbono Shel'Olam. It's not just like to bring a person. Bring a person closer to Ribbono Shel'Olam and get his scabbers to Ribbono Shel'Olam. And that's really the tachlis of these days. Like all of us started off. Kaiso got some scabbers to Ribbono Shel'Olam. This caused a reclick to Ribbono Shel'Olam. And the tachlis of Avilas is really supposed to be bring a person to his greatness, to bring a person closer to Ribbono Shel'Olam. So, anyhow, so he's saying the cycle basically is we go from Shavuos, Pesach, to Shavuos, which is like Kabbalah on the Torah. To the ego, which brought Korban, Rechuk, the Tishuvah is more of a Rechuk. And if he says that the Hakdama, really, to the next cycle, to the Hakdama to the next cycle, to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is he writes over here that. Aveyas HaKorban, Rechuk B'Yom Mitzarim, the Aveyas and the Korban, the Rechuk B'Yom Mitzarim, Yachon Rishonah Mochas Abar Alaylam. It's the first Hakhana for a person to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The scab of Meiratzim Yemen Ram. Herboro, Mishan Echoshna Bosan, Shan Shunayim Makim Kubam Moilam. Someone's not margish in the Osain that there's no skin in this world. Shabbagaz, Abia, Makakis, Mabari, everyone's so far away. Echo Yachal is Gagel is Savasam, Lachas Abari Abia. How can you go ahead and have a Shakas of Bainsham? Achis Kanji Shafis. So is that Sefer Shana knows with Chilasa? The end of the year is really Akdama for the beginning of the year. Hamagal Niskar, the Magal, the Cheshman of Yom Tov and Niskar. What's the Nikudah Merkazi of the whole year is Avad Malchus Shemayim. Libra Magal is Skolish Vishonah Rebriya, Zabriya. Hemshuch is Kaiso. Gula Megal Yusuf. Skas Hashani is Matan Torah. After the peak of Matan Torah is the Oysan Arichah of Egel Mitzayim, which caused Bechila Deris. We take a Rechuk as Kirov, from the Rechuk coming on to Kirov. We take a Fela Yor. The Shabbos Nachum will restart Shavuot Nechemto. What Shavuot Nechemto is Mekasha to Shabbat with Rosh Hashanah. This is that's really the whole cycle of the year.
What's the part of the
It's more of Metzias. What happened now? There is Amkas to it that you know it is a certain cycle saying that. But he's saying the cycle is basically there's Kabbalah Torah with the Shavuos, and then after that. Kais had a major yirida, which caused a rechuk. The Rambam is a kaskavis of Ben Shalom. From that, we have the ego, which is a rechuk of Ben Shalom, which Tisha was even more of a rechuk. But that rechuk, the right after his Rosh Hashanah, which that is from the rechuk, a person was to feel the crave, was to bring him to Kaiva to explain the Tshuva. Something about a Vulva Sefer, which is a little different than any other Sefer, is that every piece he gets into a very practical, I'll bring them out. And second, Ali sure, I guess goes through it. It was like a very demisis that you have to take like a Kabbalah, do something. You know, the other pieces are like it's vad by vad. It's like a try for 3 days, 5 days. So he says, really, one of the main focal points in the 3 weeks, what a person should be doing is like, where do we start? What do we do? So. Really, in Mahalath, there's always the two types of Avoida, right? There's Avoida Shabalev and then there's Avoida in Mises. There's one hand feeling the Rechuk from the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and there's also Avoida Mises, doing Mises which are practical. Now, B'derech Klal, Avoida Shabalev really is much harder Avoida. It's more difficult for us. People work on much more on the Machshava Shabai. I know, you see a lot of people working the Machshava Shabai, the whatever Shabai. That's an Avada Savaida, but something which is to really be kind of things in Machshava and do whatever. I think the Mahalakha Dava is a much longer Mahalakha, it takes a much longer time. There's another way of doing Avodah, is more mitzvah Avodah Maisis. Now, Avodah Maisis is the morning you're doing something. Goy, like we see Shalom Reis, is a chesedis meiris epinimius. There is, when a person does Maisim, that's meiris epinimius. There are two ways of changing yourself. You can change yourself from within, or you can change yourself from chutz. By doing Maisim b'chutz, that also changes a person in a tremendous amount. So he says, what's the Aveda Masiyas that a person should be doing during the 3 weeks? He says, look, we have six brachas, which a person daves on the gula. So all these brachas are focusing on the churban. So be'etzem, Aveda Masiyas, that's what we mean in these times, a person should have a Kabbalah. You know, they can move on to mechazik. Let's say pick one bracha or two brachas that he's going to mechazik during 3 weeks, and just pick one of the, you know, think about one of the concepts which we spoke about, what the Purim has caused us, whether it's tzaris, whether it's our level in learning, you know, whatever it is, you know, pick one of them. Pick one bracha, and you know, the Chavos Chaim writes, like, for a person to have kavanah and davening, you take a couple seconds before each bracha and think about what the bracha is about, so that changes the person's davening. So if a person just does that, you know, pick, you know, one bracha, it's from Shalai Mircha, before Shalai Mircha, you can think about three to four seconds about something which you're missing about the korban, and try to have kavanah by that. Why that bracha? That's by the avodah ma'asiyas, by the avodah which one should be working on during the zman of ben mitzarim. How is it? 42. Okay, fine.